أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion on this ayah, the first of the last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. We discuss some aspects with regards to the thoughts that come into our hearts, those that are voluntary, those that are involuntary, those that we harbor and we entertain within ourselves. In reality, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great karam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's great mercy upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Inna Allah ta'ala tajawaza an ummati ma waswasat bihi suduruha ma lam ta'mal bihi aw tatakallam. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has forgiven from my ummah whatever whispers that is whispered into the hearts of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, a thought that comes in, it is not a voluntary thought that a person brought upon himself and then thereafter he begins to entertain it. But this thought came and then he tries to ward that thought off, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven. Ma lam ta'mal bihi, so long as he does not practice upon that ill thought or that evil thought, or he does not speak with regards to it. So hence, this is a great mercy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has on the ummah of our Nabi, on the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we look at the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would be the best examples for us. On the one hand, we will find in the hadith that these ill thoughts, bad thoughts had come into the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were absolutely honest. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the matters may be, whatever the situations may be, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go, they would declare it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then from there the directives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become very apparent and very clear. In one narration, it has been narrated that a group of Sahaba had gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this group of Sahaba, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that such thoughts enter our hearts that it is absolutely difficult for us to even speak about it. In other words, these thoughts are such that we do not have the heart of even speaking about it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to Sahaba that is in actual fact sarihul iman, that is in actual fact actual clear iman. Not the fact that the thoughts came, but what is clear iman is that these thoughts entered the heart and we did not want to speak about it. That in itself shows that you have iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one narration, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, such thoughts come into my heart that it is better, I feel that it is more beloved to me that I rather become coal. Coal is something that is burnt out. I rather burn myself out than speaking about it. Now on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi radda amrahu ila al-waswasa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who refuted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who denied the efforts of shaitan and reduced it to waswasa. One is this, that shaitan would have worked on a person, on the heart of a person, and wa na'udhu billah, would have turned that person towards kufr, enticed him towards kufr, but this did did not happen. It just remained a thought. So these thoughts will come. They had come in the time of Sahaba. They had come to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had made it known to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Perhaps one very important aspect is, when these thoughts come, what should we do? Now in the hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these thoughts are with regards to our iman, then we should say, Amantu billah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, a great commentator of the Quran Sharif, he says that when we look from cover to cover of the Quran, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically kept two enemies for us. From outside ourselves, one is the enemy within ourselves, but from beyond ourselves, they are the two enemies. One is insan, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that we will have to strive against mankind. And the other is shaitan. And throughout the Quran we will find that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the enemy shaitan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us there is one way out, there is one prescription, one remedy, and that is we turn towards Allah seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, based on this hadith, that where we should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how should we seek the protection of Allah? What should we do? Those are the important aspects of it. So he says that number one is that a person seeks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge in Allah. In other words, he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Be very clear and very explicit, O Allah, I cannot save myself from this. This enemy that is trying to penetrate my heart, O Allah, I seek your refuge. And then we find the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us in the Quran that there are those aspects of the Quran, those verses, those surahs of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us to seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second will be the mu'awwadatain, that is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ till the end of the surah, and then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ till the end of the surah. So when we have these onslaughts of these waswasas, these whispers of shaitan, these ill thoughts, these evil thoughts that come, on the one hand we need to apply our discretion to know what is a good thought, to know what is an ill thought, what is a bad thought. Yesterday we spoke about, sometimes we feel the thought of retaliation against someone. Now that may overpower us. So we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. We discussed that. Simple, read Ayatul Kursi and then seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat in itself is the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us. Then number four, lengthy, but it is also very, very effective, and that is Surah Al-Baqarah. To recite Surah Al-Baqarah, especially for those of us that have these ill thoughts that are coming in and going out all the time, and then sometimes it tries to establish itself and deep root itself in our hearts, then read Surah Al-Baqarah. Through the barakah of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect us. And then the next two verses of the surah, the last two verses of the surah, Amana ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun, till the end of the surah. In that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our protection. Then one other surah of the Quran, Hamim Mu'min, that we discussed when we discussed Ayatul Kursi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a tremendous amount of protection for us. There we discussed that if a person reads these verses, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hamim, Tanzilul Kitab min Allahil Azizil Alim, Ghafiriz Dham, Waqabilit Tawb, Shadidil Iqabidit Tawl, La ilaha illa huwa ilayhil masir. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect that person if he joins Ayatul Kursi from the apparent difficulty and calamities that may overpower a person. And if we read this alone with the intention of seeking the protection of Allah from those waswasas and those thoughts, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inshallah will protect us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.